The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together, so there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, and so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little question for you here this morning. General question for you here this morning. We're all disciples of Jesus. We're all followers of Jesus. So if somebody were ever to ask you, what's Jesus all about? You had to give a short little sentence, one sentence answer. What might you say? What did Jesus come to this earth to do? What was he all about? Some people might say, he came to teach us how to love each other. Or they might say, came to teach us how we're supposed to live. Or they might say, came to show us God loves us. Or they might say, came to teach us how to forgive each other. All these are true answers. All of them are true. But Jesus himself says in the Bible again and again and again why he came. Very simply, "I came to do the will of my heavenly Father." That's why Jesus came. That's what he was all about. And not only that, but he tells us what the will of his heavenly Father is. He says, "This is the will of my heavenly Father, that I should lose none of those who come to me." In other words, Jesus came to this earth to reconcile us to God. Jesus came to this earth, above all else, to forgive sins. That's what he's all about. And that's what this gospel passage is all about. So Jesus says, "This paralytic man, child, your sins are forgiven." And the scribes say, "Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Question for you this morning. Who but God alone can forgive sins? Answer: nobody. Only the one who's offended can forgive an offense. We've got lots of our St. Teresa School students here with us this morning, and even more watching online in the computer world out there. Hello to all you folks watching in the computer world out there. Suppose a St. Teresa student hurt another one. Maybe, I don't know, they broke their bicycle or something like that. Who could possibly forgive that offense? Only the one who was offended, right? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Nobody can forgive sins but God alone. And to say otherwise was blasphemy, and the punishment for blasphemy was death by stoning. So look what Jesus does. Back in the days of the Israelites, they had a belief that if somebody was paralyzed or blind or a leper, any of those things that you find in the Bible, the reason why is because either they committed a sin or somebody back along their ancestry committed a sin. You find the apostles asking Jesus whenever they come across a blind man or a paralyzed man. They say, "Hey, Jesus, whose sin was this? Was it his sin? Or was it his ancestor's sin? Is that the reason why this man can't walk?" So any fool can say, "Hey, your sins are forgiven," but only one speaking the truth would be able to make that man walk again. That's why Jesus does what he does here in this gospel. He says, "What, you don't believe I can forgive sins? You don't believe it? okay, watch this. Get up and walk. And when he saw that man get up and walk, they knew he had the power to forgive sins, and they went home scratching their heads, wondering, who is this guy? And they're beginning to wonder whether, in fact, he is not just the Messiah, but God himself. Now, Jesus wanted them to know he could forgive sins. That was his mission. He wants us to know he can forgive sins as well. And I'd like to tell you just real briefly about confession today. Okay, just real briefly about confession today. People say, who can forgive sins but God alone? Why do I have to confess my sins to a priest? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, turns out there's one other who can, namely the priest. Why can the priest forgive sins? Because Jesus himself said he could. Where's that in the Bible? John chapter 23. On Easter Sunday night, Jesus, just having risen from the dead, walks through a solid wall and a locked door into the presence of his apostles, their jaws dropped on the floor at what they're seeing. And he says to them, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. And ever since then, people have confessed their sins out loud to a priest because they know that the priest has that ability to forgive sins. Now, I know it's tough. It's tough to go to confession. Tough for the priest to go to confession, too. It's humbling. And we don't like to be humbled, do we? No, we don't. We don't like to be humbled, but what a deal. What a deal. I could give you a million reasons to go to confession. Can I give you just two this morning? Just two. What I consider my top two reasons to go to confession. Number one, you know your sins are forgiven. You don't have to rely on a subjective feeling. You don't have to kind of hope or wonder. You know your sins are forgiven. How do you know your sins are forgiven when you go to confession? Because you hear the following words, I absolve you of your sins. Now, who's speaking when you hear those words? Say, the priest is speaking. Yeah, but listen. The priest does not say, Jesus absolves you of your sins. He doesn't say that, does he? What does the priest say? I absolve you. Who's the I speaking at that moment? Jesus is speaking through the priest as his instrument. Notice, I'm going to say Mass a couple seconds here. I'm going to take the host. I'm going to take the wine. I'm going to say, this is my body. This is my blood. Who's speaking at that moment? Is it me? It's not me you're here for, is it? No, it isn't. You're here for Jesus Christ. He uses the priest as his instrument in the Eucharist and in confession. When you hear those words, I absolve you of your sins, listen, it's Jesus Christ speaking to you in the divine first person. You know your sins are forgiven. That's the first reason to go to confession. Here's the second. Because confession strengthens you in the very areas in which you're the weakest. Does confession forgive sin? Yes, confession forgives sin. But it does more than just forgive sin. It does more than just forgive sin. The very areas in your life that you're weakest are made stronger because you went to that sacrament. That's why we want to go to confession. That's one of the most important things that the church can offer. It's the reason why Jesus came to this earth. What's Jesus Christ all about? Reconciling us to the Father, forgiving sin. Let's believe what he has revealed, that we might receive what he's given. Amen.